prophecy grows out as it is written. I am the God, I reason in every creature, dispose of the future. But put away your soul.
You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I'm the Radical Sloth. This is Black Mountain Radio. We just heard a new release. It's a remix of an older song. The artist is One O Trix Point Never. The song is Gray Subviolet. It's off of a release called, again, the Blu-ray edition. Before that, we had Michael Harrison in Room Full of Teeth with Just Constellations number 4, the acoustic constellation, Spring. Continuing with the astrological theme, we had James McAllister, Sufjan Stevens, among others, with Mars before that. That's off of a record called Planetarium. Each track off of that record is named after a planet. I always get a little bit nostalgic with that particular track. I think I had it. It's like my background music when I first started doing shows on the station. And then I started the set with music from Alex Summers and Jonesy from Sigur Rós. We heard Boy 1904. That was the Liminal remix. It's actually an ambient remix of the Roman Rite Improperia. The original track is one of the last known recordings by Alessandro Moreschi, the last castrato. So I hope you're enjoying this ambient instrumental version of Black Mountain Radio. We're going to get this next set's a little bit more stripped down. I like this next set though. Coming up next, we got music from Roger and Brian Eno, because would the show be complete without the Eno brothers? I'm going to play a track off of their Mixing Colors record. One coming up next is called Manganese. Should be a good time. What are y'all doing tonight? Give me a shout. I'll be around until 10 o'clock. We got lots more instrumental, classical, ambient stuff coming your way. The Eno Brothers coming up next. Keep it locked to WRUV FM Burlington. You're listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. That last track was from David Garland. That was String Flow 1, Part 2, the 4th. It's off a record called Flowering Flows. David Garland has been doing this kind of music for a while. Had a show on New York City Public Radio. Now a podcast dedicated to unusual music and art. Had some new music from R.L. Huber prior to that. We heard Inverted Horizon. And it's off of as I mentioned, a new record called Memories of Falling. Preceding that and playing behind me now is a track from A Winged Victory for the Sullen. Love that. Love their music. This track in particular. It's one of my favorites. It's called A Haunted Victorian Pencil. And it's off a record called The Undivided Five. Kurt Cacioppo. Before that, some new music called Dans Le Parc. Records called Mood Poems. And then we started the set with Roger and Brian Eno. We heard Manganese off of Mixing Colors. We are well past the top of the hour, so we need to do a message from the station. Then I'll be back with some news and weather, and we'll keep the show going. Hang tight.
Being responsible for more greenhouse gases than the transportation industry, animal agriculture is the leading cause of water consumption, deforestation, and many other environmental concerns. Cutting meat out of your diet will positively impact the environment in various ways. Every day, someone who follows a vegan diet saves over 1,000 gallons of water. So the next time you're craving a hamburger, maybe go with a more environmentally friendly vegan or vegetarian option instead. To learn more about this topic, visit cowspiracy.com. This message is brought to you by WRUV-FM Burlington.
All right, let's do some news and weather. Pulling the news today, this story from the New York Times. I'm a big nerd, and I am currently reading the George Washington biography. And so this story caught my eye. Archaeologists discovered 35 glass bottles of cherries hidden underneath George Washington's home. It was in the cellar of Mount Vernon, a relic of the last decades of colonial America. Archaeologists working delicately under the glow of bright lights below George Washington's Virginia mansion last fall discovered the first of 35 glass bottles in the cellar's storage pits. Most were intact and contained perfectly preserved fruits, including cherries and berries. Experts say the bottles are likely a link to the enslaved people who worked there. The archaeologists began digging up the cellar last year as part of a $40 million revitalization project to preserve the estate. Let's see. The first two bottles contained whole cherries, including cherry parts, pits, and stems. And after they found the first two, they found in 35 bottles in all. Some bottles smelled faintly of cherry blossoms. Others had a nondescript fruity scent, possibly containing gooseberries or currants. The fact that they still have an aroma is pretty astonishing, given that the bottles are well over 250 years old. The cherries and berries were most likely headed for the Washington's table, but they could have also been eaten straight out of the bottle. The archaeologists have not taste tested the centuries old fruit. Let's see. Archaeologists say that the discovery could reveal more about the network of enslaved people that kept the estate running. Washington inherited Mount Vernon in 1761, and hundreds of enslaved men, women, and children lived there over the years. Initial findings show that the fruit was neatly cut using shears, allowing the trees to remain productive while protecting the cherries. The fruit was also extremely clean, demonstrating the highly skilled process that went into picking, packing, and storing it. Storage pits were probably used between the 1750s and 1770s, until they were paved over by brick flooring during the home's expansion. Let's see. They actually can tell from records who the person was, an enslaved woman named Dahl, who probably packed those bottles. Provides a look at household activity during that period of life. So very interesting, a peek into the past. It's really crazy how some of these things can be preserved for that long. Pretty wild. It's not Indiana Jones, but I think it's still interesting. All right, let's do some weather. Currently in Burlington, Vermont, it is wet. 74 degrees and mostly cloudy currently. It's for the rest of the night, we are going to have showers and thunderstorms, mostly before 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68 tonight. Chance of rain is 60%, expecting about a tenth to a quarter of an inch. Maybe more in thunderstorms. Tomorrow, there's a 50% chance of showers after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Tomorrow night, chance of showers. Thunderstorms are also possible after 2 a.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. 40% chance of rain tomorrow night. Saturday, showers continue, 40% chance on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 75, expecting a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain on Saturday, and then 50% chance of showers Saturday night, cloudy with a low around 66. So we've just got rain all weekend, which is very disappointing. So I could not tell you the last time that I had a day off spend outside. So boo. Let's get back to the music. Coming up next, I got some music from Chuck Johnson. I like Chuck a lot. He does, I guess you'd call it electronic ambient music, but oftentimes incorporates the lap steel, which is one of my favorite instruments. This next track is called Constellation, and it's off of a record from Chuck Johnson called The Cinder Grove. Check it out, see what you think. Keep it locked to WRUV FM Burlington. You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. This is Black Mountain Radio, an ambient version of Black Mountain Radio. That was Randall Dunn featuring Zola Jesus. That was A True Home off a record called Beloved. He had music from His Name Is Alive. Before that, some instrumental shoegaze. That was Liadin is the name of that track, and it's off of Hope Is a Candle. And then we started the set with the song that's playing right now from Chuck Johnson. It's Constellation off of The Cinder Grove. We're going to take a little weird turn here in the last 30 minutes. It's going to get a little bit darker and a bit more chaotic here in the next couple of tracks. This next one's some classical, but it's going to set the tone. This next one's from Morton Feldman. It's called Durations 2, Realization 1. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far this evening. I like to switch it up. Finding some unusual tracks to play this evening. Digging deep into the vault. Appreciate you hanging out. While ado, Morton Feldman coming up next. Enjoy. Thank you. You're listening to WRUV FM Burlington, located at 90.1 on your FM radio dial or at WRUV.org. This is Black Mountain Radio. I'm the Radical Sloth. You just heard a track from Ben Frost. It was All That You Love Will Be Eviscerated. It's off of The Center Cannot Hold. Music from The Dreebs. Before that, I love that band name, The Dreebs from Brooklyn. That song was Reese. And it's off an album called Forest of a Crew. And then we started the set with new music. That was actually Stephen Marotto playing music by Morton Feldman. That was Durations 2, Realization 1. Well, I'm going to play us out with one last track, but thanks for tuning in. I know it gets a little, never know what you're going to get with the show, so appreciate you hanging in there, and hopefully you find something you like. I'll be back next week. I'm going to play us out with a track from Daniel Backman. I like this one. It's called Invocation. It's off a record called The Morning Star. I find this track to be immensely just so peaceful and oddly nostalgic. So I'm going to play that, and I'm out of here. I'll be back next Thursday. Hope you will, too. We'll probably do something heavy next week. So come back for that. Be good to yourself. Be kind to others. Keep it locked to WRUV FM Burlington.